Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Hey everybody, welcome to the latest episode of All Too Real 2. My name is Michael E. Cullen II, and with me, as always, is...
Sesame, Honey, and Carto.
I'm not going to call you Honey.
That's fine.
Just let me know.
You could call me Heil, maybe.
No. I'll call you Adolf.
Yeah, I don't know. <About that.
laughs> So, Octung, baby. I've got your attention, right? So today on the show, we are covering a sitcom that somebody actually made. And put on air.
Yep.
On television.
Yep.
In the United Kingdom, of all places. It's a sitcom that had one episode air, eight completed, that have never saw the light of day, the other seven. Show is called Heil, Honey, I'm Home. And is exactly what you think it would be.
Yes, it is.
So, this came out in 1990. It broadcast on September 30th of 1990 on a now defunct British satellite television station called Galaxy. Yeah.
I wonder if that was one of the stations that was involved in the whole Max Headroom episode where that guy had like a pirated. I wonder if he was involved with the Galaxy. This is one of the shows that he was airing.
It ended up being replaced by Sky One, which is like Sky Television is owned by the Murdochs, I believe.
It's big European,
I'm pretty sure that they've got Sky's got like all these different channels. They got like, you know, television, like regular television, and then news stations and stuff like that. I think it was Sky Group. Well, Sky Group is a British company, but I thought it had some kind of connection to Rupert Murdoch, but I might be wrong. But anyways, I know that their news sometimes is like very similar to like Fox News and stuff.
So. Oh, it's very conservative.
Yeah. So maybe that's what I'm thinking. Anyways, Heil, Honey, I'm Home. All right. Very important question.
Yeah. What?
Initial thoughts.
So when I first watched it a couple weeks ago, I thought it was really brilliant, but at the time I was probably just like kind of like a weird mood. And I watched it again. I think I watched it twice that same night. And then I watched it again few hours ago, and for some reason that just felt like a fever dream to me at that point. So I don't know if my mood just changed, I guess, depending on when I watched it. It just reminded me of like a fever dream, like how you would imagine like that would be. Or no, maybe not so much a fever dream, something that I would watch while having a fever, basically. Just something like sort of zone out and just like zonk out to, like just
Yeah.
really bizarre kind of thing to watch. Because I noticed like when I'm sick, I usually watch like weird stuff when I'm sick.
Yeah.
So like, I don't know why, but
The fever dream thing makes sense. It would be like if you were reading a book about World War II while watching like Nick at Night, and all of a sudden you wake up and
yes.
this is the dream you had. Yeah.
Exactly. That's what it would be. You'd be watching like Dick Van Dyke or something,
Yeah.
or or like
Um,
then you're falling asleep and that's what the dream you have.
the uh yeah my my uh my thoughts on it, it's like, okay, I was trying to think of something that would be similar, like in the time frame, because like, World War II was in, like it was in the 40s, and this aired in the early 90s. So like, I guess like right now, if we made a show, a sitcom about like Saddam Hussein or something, that would be like the equivalent.
Yeah, because it'd be like 44, years after the war had
Yeah.
ended at that point.
I
And
mean, it's not quite as long, but it's still, yeah.
well, it's not, because like 44 years from now, I mean, back then would have been like late 70s, so
Yeah.
like maybe like during like the Soviet Union with the
Yeah,
Afghanistan, or
or
you know what I
maybe
mean?
or maybe even like the, I don't know, the whole like Iran Contra sort of thing. I don't know
Yes,
what.
like
Yeah,
around
it's not.
that kind of area. Yeah. So
It's
the hostage, yeah, the
yeah.
Jimmy Carter hostage situation.
Yeah.
Yeah, to make a
Make a
film about it, that
sitcom.
would
It, it'd be like taking Argo and making a sitcom about it.
Yeah, that would be argue exactly. Yeah, and just like a
Mean, Argo
what?
was kind of a comedy anyway, so it's like
Sure,
a
it was,
movie.
but like this is like literally just like what made it so like feverish to me was that it was literally just like a regular sitcom, but like with the characters of like World War II people. Like that
Yeah.
was it. It was just like any like the whole like there's really nothing like specific about the episode
Yeah, it
that really made it seem different, other than just dropping references. You know what I
Yeah,
mean?
like
Like,
if you got rid of all the references, this could easily have been an episode of Donna Reed or I Love Lucy or something, It was just kinda similar,
yeah, and that's what just made it seem so bizarre to me. It was just, I mean, I'm sure that was the intention. It was just, it was like, yeah, what if we just take these characters and we just literally just plant them into like a different setting, and then that's the only thing that's like tethering them to who they're really supposed to be, And
Yeah, it reminds me of an idea we had for a sitcom, but I'm not going to share that with the public. So,
oh yeah, that's right.
about a
Yeah,
famous person, yes,
I think I know.
yeah,
Yeah.
which hopefully we'll make someday, even if it's just a movie. But the
Yeah.
so, all right, here's a little more info about the show. Just some background here. It was a British sitcom produced by Jeff Atkinson, and in 1990, which was canceled after one episode. It centers on Adolf Hitler and Eva Braun, who live next door to a Jewish couple, Arnie and Rosa Goldenstein. The show spoofs elements of mid-20th century American sitcoms and is driven by Hitler's inability to get along with his neighbors. It caused controversy when broadcast and has been called perhaps the world's most tasteless situation comedy. I mean, Two Broke Girls could be too, but anyway, so sorry. Yeah, it's really weird. I mean, like, on paper it sounds so bad.
Yeah.
Execution's not so much bad, but still weird. What happens in this episode here?
It's kind of hard to parse out. Basically, Hitler wants to invite Neville Chamberlain to dinner. No, I mean, I don't think he invites him. I think Neville Chamberlain just decides to come here or something. I don't remember. And then, basically
Oh yeah,
because.
and then and for, first off, the whole show starts with like a little backstory about it being a show from the like 50s,
Oh, yeah.
where it was like it was an American sitcom created by a guy named Brandon Thalberg Jr., who never is not a real person, but and that it was like it ended up getting lost and never aired or something. So yeah.
So it's almost like they knew, like anticipated this was going to get canceled. So they just
Yeah.
like made that as like a thing, like,
I mean, I think they're trying to be edgy, but I mean
Yeah.
it's like I don't know, we can get more into it, but yeah, anyways, okay, so yeah, we start out with, I mean, it's just like it starts out with like the whole Heil Honey I'm Home thing where the theme song too, I gotta talk about that.
Yeah, that was an interesting.
I couldn't get the theme song out of my head for like a week after watching it the first time. It is catchy. But
It's the very 50s kind of
yeah, Heil Honey, Heil Honey, Heil Honey, Heil Honey. Oh God.
yeah, so he's yeah he comes home and Ava is mad because he's always coming home late this week, so it's like a typical 50s hard couples argument, the housewife
Yeah.
slaves away all day for her husband to come home, and he shows up late, and so she's mad at him, and then he's like, "Why are you mad at me?" Blah, blah, blah. That whole stupid, argument that, quite frankly, is very abusive towards the housewife. You think about it, someone who stays at home all day to
Yeah.
prepare you to come home, and then you show up 2 hours late. It's very rude and disrespectful. But anyway, that's a
It,
little.
it, it's
But that's.
man it's manufactured manufactured I don't know, conflict, I guess is what it is, because you need some kind of conflict. So
Yeah.
that's the thing, like in most sitcoms, not most sitcoms, but a lot of sitcoms of this kind of nature. Not, not ones with dictators as the leads, but ones about the ones with like a husband and wife sort of thing. I never believed that those two people were ever in love.
Oh, yeah,
I
absolutely.
mean this one did have kind of a little like love between them, but the way that people fight in these shows, it's like, why did you ever get married in the first place?
Yeah. Well, I mean, that was that era of just it did keep up with the Joneses or whatever, but or keep up with the Hitlers rather, but for the Goldensteins, if you will. And so yeah, Neville Chamberlain is basically
Coming
like
over
come,
for something, yeah.
yeah, he's gonna show up to dinner basically to try to reprimand Hitler because this is right after Hitler invaded or annexed or I don't know, did he annex or invade Czechoslovakia? I'm kind of lost in my World War II history.
I think he I think he invaded and then basically annexed it both ways.
Okay.
I'm not sure, but yeah, I could be
Yeah,
wrong. Yeah.
so basically that was like Neville was basically gonna like reprimand him. And for those who don't know, and it's okay if you don't because it's like almost like a 100-year-old history at this point. Neville Chamberlain was basically famous or infamous rather for believing that if you could just appease Hitler enough, he would just give up after a few things and get what he wanted and not expand further, which turned out to be not true at all. And so
Yeah.
one of his favorite phrases was either peace in our time or peace at any cost or something like that. And obviously turned out not to
Yeah,
be
I mean, if you look at it like in another way, like if you're a parent who gives in to your kid and gives them everything they want for a while, hoping that maybe they'll respect you, it's not going to happen if you
It's not.
say yes to them about everything.
So
And
basically, Hitler was like a petulant child, essentially,
yeah.
who wanted more land for himself, or a Sudetenland or whatever land for Germans to basically conquer, and then they could spread out to other parts of the world and pretty much just make that their new homeland. Not their like new homeland. I guess more of like a base or like a, what do you call it, an
Yeah.
outpost. Anyway, sorry, I'm getting the weird weeds of history here, but he basically that's he's basically there to kind of reprimand Hitler, and Hitler is trying to make sure that he throws a good dinner party to appease Neville, basically, because Neville is going to be mad at him or whatever. So, and then the Goldsteins or Goldensteins are next door neighbors. They're obviously a Jewish couple, which is very, again, I could understand why this was offensive to people,
Oh,
where it's
yeah.
like Hitler's next door neighbors are two Jewish people called a Goldenstein. Like, could you get more
Yeah.
like, you know what I mean? Like even Goldstein would still be a little less, but Goldenstein is like so,
Yeah.
like, on the, well, it's just like on the nose, like, just like, I don't know, and
Yeah.
it's so like, it's like, they kind of have like, the dude, the Mr. Goldenstein, almost reminds me of the, I forgot the name of the show, but the guy who always says like, "I'm gonna knock you to the moon" or whatever,
Oh,
something like.
Honeymooners. Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of reminds me of that kind of
Yeah,
personality.
he reminds me of that, or like Fred Mertz from I Love Lucy or something, their neighbor.
Yeah,
Yeah. Sorry.
and so, and that's basically what it is that he gets a call from Goebbels, saying something out he that he couldn't pick him up or something, so that Hitler's got to go and drive basically to pick him up. It also got the indication that Hitler and Mr. Goldstein like carpooled to go to work together, and they worked in the same place. That was, I don't
Yeah,
know if that
it didn't make
implication,
sense.
but like I was like, I don't really understand that, but that was implied that they like
I don't know how many Jewish people were working at the same time. But
at
then
the
again,
same exact
but
place.
then how
But not
many
only
but then how many were living in the apartment complex with Hitler and Eva Braun? You know, it's like,
exactly.
what the.
And why was not why at this point was Hitler not trying to persecute them or like send them to a prison camp? Like that was not anything. They were just like a polite nuisance to him.
Yeah.
Who he didn't he tolerated them essentially. He didn't really like them too much, but he tolerated especially.
It's like any sitcom where you have the, it's kind of like almost like in All in the Family, where Archie Bunker didn't get along with the Jeffersons, and
Right.
and but you realize that at no point did you think Archie was going to kill them, so
Exactly.
it's just
He wasn't
like
gonna like, yeah, take over their house and invade their property, and then invite Neville Chamberlain to dinner, with Meatball and or Meathead, sorry, Meat.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, and Meathead.
No, 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 Meatball's the guy that runs Florida. So.
It's like Meatball Run. I swear to God, like I know this is just a weird tangent, but technically, since the show is technically about political people, I'm allowed to go
Yeah.
on a tangent. So, like, there was, there's one of the Republican guys running for president. His name is Vivek Ramaswamy,
Yeah.
and
Vivek, it rhymes with cake.
yeah. Well, the thing is, no, it's true, but that kind of reminds me. So, like, one of like the consultants for. I think it may have been Ron DeSantis. Mind you, these people get paid multiple of thousands of dollars per week to come up with this stuff, mind you, just to give
Yeah.
you perspective of how good some people have it financially over others compared to the work that they actually put out into the world. So this is what they came up with, probably again for hundreds of thousands of dollars. They're like, why don't you call him Vivek the Fake or the Fake? You get it? Because he's like fake, $100,000, please. And then I was watching another
Did
show.
DeSantis use that?
No, I think that was just. I think it. I'm not sure if it was DeSantis, but I'm pretty sure it was his.
Okay.
Because a memo did come out where they were basically like giving them like pointers, like
Mean,
make
because
sure to mention this joke three times, or make sure to make this point three. And it was like
yeah.
little catchphrases and stuff. But like anyway.
Because I mean,
So,
as much, I mean, obviously I cannot stand Ron DeSantis, but he's not like Trump with the name calling. With I mean the
no,
nicknaming, yes. Yeah,
he doesn't have the gift for it. Like Trump's an insult comic, he is. But like, and so I was just watching, occasionally the Young Turks, even though I really I got a lot of issues with them over the past
Yeah.
few months. But Cenk Uygur was like, he's like, listen, I'll give him one for free. This is way like, Vivek Ramaswamy. I'm like, yeah, it's so much better than Vivek the fake.
Yeah.
And like, you don't need $100,000 to come up with
I was gonna
that.
say that the fake thing is the obvious one. The one that Chen came up with is better. I mean, it's like it took a
It's
second.
better too because it's like, you can imagine Trump, right? So if Trump's like, if he shows up to like the next debate or whatever, and like, let's say, he's just in between Ron DeSantis and Vivek, he could be like, oh, I got, you put me, you scrunch me between Ramaswamy and Meatball Ron. I've got slime and meatball juice all over my $10,000 suit. I gotta go to the dry cleaners now, and you're paid for it. Like, it was so easy. Like, but, I bet he's gonna call him Ramaswamy one of these times. Or like,
Probably he
Meatball Ron getting all his meatball juice on me. Anyway, sorry, that was a weird random thing, but
but that's okay because he'll be making a lot of money selling his t-shirts and his mugs that have his
oh, I'm sure.
mug shot on them that say never surrender, which is the funniest thing I've ever seen in my life because you have a picture of yourself surrendering with the words
Exactly.
never surrender underneath it.
Exactly. But
That's like that's like showing the flag thing from Iwo Jima and saying give up, or
it's like, it just doesn't make any sense.
it's stupid.
But
Yeah.
just remind me of that because he reminds me of Trump in a lot of ways. But anyway,
Oh yeah.
and also DeSantis. And so he, I forgot why, but he wants the Goldsteins to stay in his apartment while he's picking up Chamberlain. I don't remember what
No,
was the
so
reason.
basically, way it starts out is okay. Chamberlain's going to be there, and he doesn't want Ava to tell the Goldsteins that Chamberlain is coming to dinner. So, we have this whole scene where Ava and is it Rose? Right, yeah, Rosa Goldenstein. Are hanging out, in their whole like Lucy and Ethel sort of way, and she's not telling her, but she's basically playing, charades or something to basically get her to guess who's coming to dinner. Yeah, so she ends up guessing that it's Neville Chamberlain because it was she's like devil, doing devil horns, and it's like rhymes with devil, so
Right, exactly.
yeah.
What? Oh, yeah.
Devil, yeah, and so, and because Hitler didn't want the Goldensteins over there when Chamberlain showed up, so also we have the situation over at the Goldensteins where they have their niece visiting,
Oh, yeah.
their niece Ruth, who is like this really homely girl who's, in her like 20s, she's like 21 or something, and she's never had a boyfriend. And so Rosa has the idea that she's gonna hook her 21-year-old niece up with Neville Chamberlain, who's like in his 70s or 80s at this point.
And it's also the prime minister of a major country.
And in the real world, he was actually married at this time. So that's
Yeah, I mean, this is the alternate world, but still,
yeah.
the prime minister of one of the largest, well, largest influential countries, rather.
Yeah.
Not largest in land mass at all, but
But probably the most powerful country in Europe at the time. So
at that time, yeah. Probably still to this day, actually, but yeah.
But yeah, it's so absurd. I know he died in 1940. He was 71, so
Oh, okay.
and that's when he died. So yeah, but whatever, they're like at least 50 years apart or something.
Yeah.
40 some years apart.
Yeah.
That'd be like me dating somebody that is just being born right now.
Yeah, exactly. This is weird. And
Yes.
I
Okay.
don't know. And
Funny.
then and he was doing some weird dance at some point. Just the whole episode, just so,
Yeah, at one point that he's
I
like,
mean,
what? Chamberlain comes off as like a weirdo.
Like he's got these dumb jokes and stuff, and
Yeah,
like,
because like if they say, would you like a spot of tea or something like that? And then he starts doing the song, "I'm a Little Teapot."
yeah, it's like what? And then,
And anyways, his idea, the reason that he's coming there is because he wants Hitler to sign this peace agreement, this Peace for Our Time agreement, which was a real thing that Hitler did sign.
yep.
Basically saying, that he would not invade anywhere else. And this was like a year that it was like less than a year after the invasion of Poland and, different things like that, that it was put into place. It's just so stupid. But
Oh, it's ridiculous, but like signing the paper, like you think like it means anything when you have guns and soldiers, like you could do anything you want, like oh he clearly signed the paper, he said he wasn't gonna do this, it's like what.
But we're seeing that like right now, just I'm talking again, we're going to talk again about Trump, but you see this right now where people believe anything that their idol tells them, It's like, oh, I'm a good guy, I have a heart of gold. I did nothing wrong and they indicted me. But yeah.
I sorry, I just love that. I did everything right and they
They
indicted
indicted
me.
me.
I just love how he talks. His I sounds are always more pronounced. Or like you go Biden or China or indicted. Like it's always
No,
like
that's not
a
China, it's China.
vagina. It's
Yeah.
always the pronounced I. I don't know if that's intentional or that's just how he talks, but it's I love it. I love.
I saw a clip of him from I know we're getting off topic again, but from his interview with Tucker Carlson on X.
Yeah, X.
He was talking about why he didn't show up at the debates, and he was talking about how he's some of these people only have like 1 or 3% of the votes or two.
Alexander too.
The way he said it was like two.
Yeah. I just love how
fuck?
he speaks
Yeah, I
so
know.
much. I love, like, I unironically love Trump, but not for the ways that like people would think. Just because he's such a character. Like if he was just like an insult comic, it would be hilarious. Like I can imagine him just being the kind of comic who just like points out like other people's insecurities and just like makes fun of them during the audience. Like you know what I mean? Like.
I saw a thing online somewhere where somebody took some of his speeches and put the Seinfeld music underneath it. And it basically looked like those little things, where Jerry's doing stand up at the beginning of the episodes.
Yeah,
Yeah, it basically came off like that.
that's great.
So anyways, back to Hitler.
Yeah, man. Right.
Back to the old school dictator. The old school narcissist. They bring like I said, they're trying to set up Ruth with Neville Chamberlain, and she comes in and they have her take part of a conga line that they got going on.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Where they're
That was so
singing,
weird.
"I came, I saw, I conquered. I came, I saw, I conquered."
Oh, my God.
That's what they were singing. Yeah, and they were like, they told her to join the conga line and like go grab onto the Fuhrer's ass. Or basically, no, they didn't say ass, but
Yeah. And she like touches him for like a second. He's like, that was fun.
yeah.
Like, yeah,
That
very awkward.
actress was pretty funny.
Very awkward kind of girl, you
Yeah.
know, just doesn't really want to hang out, which, you know, I understand.
Yeah. And the yeah, Neville's giving him the Peace for Our Time agreement, and Hitler doesn't want to sign it obviously, and he hides it in the ice box. And then Arnie Goldenstein finds it when he was getting something out of the ice box, and they looks at it and everything, and then basically, what ends up happening at the end is that Hitler agrees to sign it. And then we had found out earlier that when Ava and Hitler were dating, they had nicknames for each other, and it was Sausage or something. What was it? Like Big Sausage or something?
Oh, I don't remember.
It was like that, and then like the Coochie Coochie Girl or something.
You know, it was like Hoochie Coochie or something.
Yeah, I was like...
It's like, what?
Yeah, they end the episode where you actually kind of do see them kind of like actually love each other and kind of see why they are together at the end, where they're just kind of, you know, necking on the couch. So, yeah.
Yeah.
And that was the whole episode.
Yes. Yep.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they thought this was a good idea to do. And that's the other thing, too, is like, they all, that's what I was going to mention earlier, and I forgot, is that they all have American accents, but it was a British show. And so it was like...
They did that on purpose, so it looked like it was, sounded like it was a an old American show. That
I know, but that just makes it even weirder, because that would be like having an American show, but everyone's got British accents.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah. I mean, and some of the actors, like the lady who played Ava Braun was Canadian, so she had a, you know, kind of American, slight, you know, more American than British accent.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, she was replaced after the pilot, though, because she didn't want to do the show anymore.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah, she had only signed on for the pilot, and then they couldn't get her to sign on for the rest of it. Yeah, the whole thing is like, it's very weird. That's all I can say.
Yeah, it just feels like something that you would come up with if you're like reading about World War II, and then you're watching like Nick at Night, and then I fell asleep. But then
this reminds me of something that would be a really good 5-minute Saturday Night Live sketch.
Yeah,
but beyond that, it's like when they take a Saturday Night Live sketch and try to make a whole movie out of it.
Oh God, like the Roxbury,
yeah, or Superstar, or
It's Pads,
Stuart Saves His Family or whatever. So yeah, those type of things. Yeah, the it's like you got to know when to end the bit.
Wayne's World was good, though.
There are good ones. I mean, you know, that they did. I mean, like Blues Brothers and stuff, too. But, you know, it's like, it's just weird. There was something I was going to say about the show, and I totally forgot what it was. No, that's fine. By the way, the actor who played Neville Chamberlain, this was his final acting role before he died.
Oh, God, that's sad.
I know.
Wow.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
That's what always makes me wonder about stuff. I'm like what would be, like, the last thing, like, they did before they died, you know? And it's, like some terrible piece of shit movie, or, like, bad album, or just something, you know, like, Well, it kind of reminds me of that dude. I know it's the guy who unfortunately killed himself. The guy who, wasn't he involved in like Cable Guy or something? But then it was like the Mr. Ed 2004 TV show or something like that.
Oh, the writer. Yeah.
Yeah. It was just like that, you know, that's like his final contribution.
And he wrote on news radio and stuff too. So it was
he had a career,
but it's like, yeah.
But yeah.
I don't know. It's sad. Stuff like that happens. But yeah, it's weird. I wish I could remember the thing that I was going to say. But anyways, as far as reviews go on this, do you want to hear a couple?
If there are any.
there are on IMDb. There's a...
Okay.
Let me see if I can find a short one. Okay, here's a 1 out of 10 from January of 2007. by Fun Rocket.
Okay.
That's the name this person chose to use. Anyways, Wretched Unfunny. This may be the worst show I've ever seen. Aside from the tastelessness of having a sitcom about Hitler, it just isn't funny or entertaining in any way. It is very similar to a 1950s sitcom in its cornball humor and contrived situations, but while it can be well done, like in I Love Lucy, it's just not funny here. I think the show was based around the novelty, look, it's Hitler, as a bumbling sitcom figure, but it just fell flat in every regard. The guy playing Hitler is so hammy that it's hard to sit through that alone. I wonder what could have possibly made the network think this was a good idea to air. I thought America had some tasteless shows, but the Brits had us beat with this time. America would never air a sitcom about Hitler, although we did have that show about Lincoln's slave, The Secret Diary of Desmond Pfeiffer. Chances are you'll probably never see this show since it only aired once, and it'll probably never be released on DVD.
Yeah,
it's funny how somebody's doing a review of it and then saying you'll never see it.
Yeah, it's like, wait,
you saw it.
How did they see it in 2007?
Well, that was like, YouTube was around then, so yeah.
Oh, so it's been up there the whole time then?
It probably was, or the guy came across like a. I'm sure. I mean, it's obviously been out there somehow because somebody was able to upload it. So probably somebody, you know, taped it off of TV when it aired or whatever, and
yeah,
and then uploaded it.
They're probably like, they probably heard about it, and they're like. They're like, oh my god, I gotta tape this. There's a show about Hitler. Like, they probably knew it wasn't ever gonna get aired again.
Yeah. The most of the reviews are bad. There's like a one. Mm-hmm. There's one 10 out of 10, but I was just skimming through it, and it's completely satire.
Yeah.
There's another 10 out of 10. Here we go. I'll read this one really quick. Heil Comedy Genius. This is from Dark Link OC in 2006. Yes, sure, Heil Honey, I'm Home might sound like a bad idea, what with placing Hitler in the middle of a comedy sitcom, but the... Okay, that's an oxymoron.
Yeah.
Okay, sorry. But the show delivers. It just seems so novelty and retro with the... laughter track and clap track. Okay. It's laugh track, and it's just people clapping. There's no such thing.
Yeah.
Anyway, so Heil Honey, I'm Home sets the standards for all Hitler comedies. I like that, actually. But while some may be offended by the crude jokes, it is important to remember many of the first generation veterans are well dead. They weren't in 1990, though. So deal with it.
Right.
And laugh it up, because Heil Honey, I'm Home just doesn't stop with the laughs. So Heil Honey, I'm Home, I say, when's the next episode due? This was written 16 years after it aired. I don't know what you're thinking.
Yeah, well...
think they're just waiting 16 years to make another episode.
Yeah, I guess they're like, well, I know that some British shows, they do have crazy
lengths of
time, but 16 years is a bit
long in between episodes.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyways, that's that. Yeah, there's I don't know, it's just so fucked up. Somebody thought this was a good idea.
I just don't get it. Yeah,
I mean, it was better than I anticipated it being, but it's still one of the weirdest things I've ever watched in my life. So,
did any of these people like go on to like be more like successful after this, or they just like...
Most of the people in the cast have had a decent career. Let me see here. the guy who played played Hitler, Neil McCall, is still acting to this day. Last thing he did, he does like a lot of video game voices.
Okay.
And stuff. And yeah, he's looks like he's doing a lot of stuff on video games and voiceover work lately. The lady who played Rosa Goldenstein, she's done things like even recently she was in an episode of FBI International in the United States.
Oh, okay.
She's done a lot of British TV and stuff over the years, and it looks like a lot of theater. The actress who played Ruth was in Tomorrow Never Dies, and she's not done a whole lot, but a decent amount. There's like voiceover work for the actress who played Ava Braun. Where's the guy that played Arnie?
Get my Arnie on.
Yeah. Oh, here we go. Hulk. Gareth Marks, who played Arnie, last credit he has was a 2018 episode of Doctor Who.
Okay, cool.
But he was in like Bridget Jones' Diary, bunch of different movies and stuff. So yeah, I mean, it's not like they stopped acting. So
yeah, this show didn't like break them.
No,
that's good.
Yeah, at least it didn't like get them canceled or whatever you want to call it.
Cancel culture.
Yeah. Maybe it will now. Maybe people will find it and be like, hey, that guy was on Heil, Honey, I'm Home. We can't like him anymore.
From 1990 with one episode.
Well, the thing I was going to tell you is I read this thing where the producers of the show, their defense of this not being like offensive to Jewish people was the fact that like 1/3 of the cast was Jewish.
Yeah, see, I don't...
That's what I'm saying. But the fact that they pointed out that 1/3 of the cast, it wasn't like 3/4 or something. It was 1/3.
Yeah. Like,
yeah.
I mean, that's the whole thing, is that like you can't... That's what just really frustrates me about this whole quote-unquote discourse about cancellation or not cancellation, is that like you really can't like dictate how people feel about what
it's basically like the I can't be racist because my friend is black.
It's like, no, you can be. Yeah. And some people
you can
you're going to get varied responses. Some people might care, some people might not, and you know, and
I mean, you can even be Candace Owens and be black and racist against white people, so you know,
like, yeah, so this idea of like, oh, well, we had Jewish people on the show. Okay, well, all right, those Jews didn't find it offensive, fine, mm-hmm. but they don't represent all other Jews. And
yeah, I mean, and the thing is,
Jewish people might not care if they watch it, some do, you know, like, you know.
But then on the other hand, I mean, I don't think that these people had bad intentions when they were making it necessarily.
No, it was so just a goofy show.
I don't think they were trying to be overtly, like, racist or anything, because honestly, I mean, the kind of the smarter characters were the Jewish people, so it's not like a... And it's interesting, but it's like also, you know, I don't blame anybody that was involved in it in any way, so.
Yeah.
It's a different
And plus, time, you mean, it's British. British shows tend to be kind of weird, and so, you know, well, weird from, like, American respect. What not as weird as German shows. German shows fucked up since the humor, like, shit. It's like, that's why I'm starting to wonder if, like, humor like comes out in weird ways from like traumatized people. So I've noticed that like both like German and Japanese like subcultures are just like really bizarre. Like, and I just have to wonder if both of them being in the war to such a degree like just like did something, you know what I mean? Like psychologically, you
Yeah.
know? And I'm not saying it's a bad thing. I'm just saying, like, because humans have weird ways of coping with stuff, you know? And like I've noticed even like Ukrainian memes have gotten just really weird and bizarre. But like I saw one where it has that dog that died, Cheems. He was like a Akita dog. He was like in like a lot of these memes, you know,
Oh,
like
okay.
and like it had like a character from like Doom or something, and it had like the head of the dog like on top of the head of like the soldier in Doom, and then it was like saying like, "Where's Brzezinski or whatever the Russian dude is that got killed on the plane recently?" And I
Yeah.
think it's just like really like, but
I think
then
I saw
again.
that too, yeah.
Like then again, it's like you just like psychologically damaged because of like trauma, and it just comes out with like really bizarre humor, you know? Like,
Well, is there anything else you wanted to say about this episode here before we wrap things up?
no, just maybe don't make TV shows about like dictators too close to like when the war ended,
Damn that.
and. Like, you know, that whole thing, maybe.
There goes my plans for Putin and his pals.
Putin's pals, yeah.
Was going to be
I mean,
kind
maybe.
it was basically going to be like Friends, but it was going to be like Putin and all of his buddies hanging out like at a coffee shop.
Then they keep falling outside of windows because of the, because he kills them whenever they don't. What he said, Putin's pals on the pavement. No, terrible.
The show starts out with six characters. By the sixth episode, it's just Putin.
Yeah,
Because everybody else was killed.
he took a page from like one of Stalin's books of like
Yeah.
photoshopping people outside of a photograph, and it was all of his friends.
No, he just ends every episode where it's like his friends are, I'm just gonna call them Ross and Rachel and Chandler and stuff. It's like, hey Chandler, how's it going?
No, it'd be better too. But every episode, it's a different group of six friends each time, and they each die at the end. So you never really get to know any of the characters because it's a
It's like,
different set each
hey
time.
guys, we never actually see the coffee place. It's like, hey guys, do you want to go get some coffee? And they enter in a building and you just see some like muzzle flares.
Yeah.
Oh God, I'm sick. Anyway, so folks, if you're not disgusted yet, please check out alltoreal2.com and check out our Patreon and our TeePublic. Check us out on TikTok and on Threads and on X.
An X? Nah, I'm still
No.
calling Twitter. Don't
Yeah, I
care.
know. Yeah.
Care.
We're,
I know
we're...
that journalists have to call it X for legal reasons.
Yeah.
So they X, formerly known as Twitter, because
I
they're not
know.
allowed. Twitter, I think, is so fucking stupid.
Yeah,
But
and Facebook and all of the yik yaks and the yin yangs and the pull-ups and the I just said pull-ups. I'm looking at this. I'm on a page here for the episode and there's an ad for Huggies pull-ups.
Well, Hitler was such a big baby, so I guess, you know, he did diapers, apparently, you
I
know.
mean,
I don't know.
aren't most ads targeted to people? I don't have any kids. Why am I getting
No,
ads for
it really depends.
pull?
Sometimes the algorithm will literally just reset itself, and will just or just decide one day that it just wants to market a certain thing to people. Because I've heard that people who like literally just started like a TikTok, and
Yeah.
like immediately the first things they were being shown were like neo-Nazi shit.
Oh
Like
yeah,
just like
I keep. I mean, most of the things I follow on there are pretty liberal or leftist, and I get like random things from like the Daily Wire coming up in my TikTok, and I'm like, why the
yeah.
fuck am I getting that? But anyways, just in case you're wondering though, just to let you know that the number one brand for potty training is Huggies pull-ups, and they're now in 5T and 6T, and you can get them at Amazon. Anyway, so
Good, yeah.
They're not a paid sponsor by any means, but it's right here in front of my face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Or maybe it's because maybe you're watching Matt Walsh and he talks about the Sweet Baby Game. And maybe you had a Matt Walsh video up earlier at one point or something. No. Or a post. Hard to say, you know.
Yeah. But anyways, check us out on all of our social media. You can find us either at All2Real2 or under Cullen Park, which is the parent company of the podcast. So, and I didn't feel like changing the name of all those things to All2Real2. Just being completely transparent here, folks.
Yeah.
So we're starting a new, you know, social media for everything. It's hard enough to control one. But folks, make sure that you're good to each other and don't be a dictator.
Yeah.
Unless you want to have a sitcom made about you, like, you know, shortly after the war. And,
or a sitcom called Dictator, which is about a potato that's a dictator.
Yeah.
It's like a dick.
It's actually just a potato named Dick. It's it's a detective potato. It's like a spin-off of Veggie Tales or something.
Yes. The more like adult version of
Veggie Tales presents Dictator.
Yes. Wow.
And he's shaped like a penis. Anyway, so
wow.
Before we get too out of hand, folks, we should probably let you go, but just remember one thing. I love you. Sesame loves you. Hitler didn't. And Dictator loves you.
Yes.
But dictators don't. And yes. Until next time. Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to All2Real2 Podcast, a Cullen Park production. Produced and edited by Michael E. Cullen II. Music by Matthew Hawes. Subscribe and share the show. Visit us at cullenpark.com.